Hello and welcome to Secret Dorset, the podcast that takes you to the places in Dorset that the locals would rather keep for themselves. The Secret Dorset podcast will be sharing information about the best pubs, the best beach walks, the best gigs and places to eat, and we'll be talking to those in the know about Dorset's long and rich history and its thriving present-day art scene. This time on the Secret Dorset podcast, we go behind the scenes at the Rex Cinema in Wareham, one of the hidden gems of Dorset.
How would you describe the Rex?
It's characterful, unusual, very definitely. Definitely welcoming, they have to be, because they have to make sure that their guests keep coming back. You might say amateur, but that's amateur in a good way, because there's enthusiasm by the volunteers who put the effort in to make the place as good as they can make it.
For me, it reminds me of being a kid and being in the cinema and having that first experience of watching Indiana Jones or Star Wars or something like that. And when I look out into the audience and I see the kids on the matinee, it's the same kind of experience I want to give them that I had as a child. And I think that's why the cinema is so magical and fantastical at any age, but particularly when you're young and it's, you know, the lights go down and the film starts and you're part of that.
The building itself was put up in the 1880s as a banqueting hall by the Odd Fellows Society. But the history of cinema in Wareham goes back to the First World War, when there was an army camp up where the Purbeck School is now, and the army camp had its own cinema to which local people were invited. Well, come the end of the war, the army packed up its tents and left, and took the cinema with it, leaving the people of Wareham with an appetite for cinema, but nowhere to indulge it. So the Odd Fellows Hall here opened itself as a cinema in about 1922, and calling itself the Empire. For the next 30 years or so, it went from hand to hand. A number of local entrepreneurs did the Empire. Interesting period. During which one of our regular customers was T.E. Lawrence of Arabia, who was posted at Bovington Camp at that time. On a Wednesday or a Thursday evening, he used to come into the town, have a cup of tea in the Anglebury restaurant, come and see a film. The modern history really starts about 1962, when it was taken over by Mr. Rusty Irons, and he made a few renovations and renamed it as the Rex. So Rusty Irons ran the Rex until about 1987, when he reached his 80th birthday and couldn't cut it anymore, time to retire. And it looked like for the first time in 60 years, Wareham was going to be without cinema. Well, we can't have that. So a group of local people stepped in, bought the lease from him, got on to teach us how to run it, and, well, we're doing something right, because 25 years later, we're still here, and still showing films. When the organisation that I was involved in took over back in about 1988, we could show anything and we got the local audience. And then in 1990, they opened the multiplex at Tower Park, just 8 miles away, and immediately our teenage audience evaporated. And for about 5 years, we really struggled. We nearly went under.
Every week, it was a touch and go as to whether we could keep going. Then it built up, and we were doing pretty well. The original directors wanted to pull out because there weren't enough of us, and Dougal and I were the only two directors who stayed on. Everybody else sold out and went on and did other things.
Nowadays, small independent cinemas are being re-established. So the pattern is there, that there has been a gap in which communities have not had a cinema, but they are getting the cinemas back. And we were just lucky that we just gritted our teeth and just worked our way through the lean period and opening period seems to be over now, and we're back on track along with everybody else.
There is no doubt that the Rex really is unique. I think it's something to do with the position, you know, the sort of atmosphere when you come in again. The fact that it's still got the gas lights on the walls upstairs. I mean, they're not actually used, but the smoke stains up the wall sort of show you they were at one point. It's just got a bit of character, a bit of class about it, and more than anything else, it's the people here. The little community of people keep this place going.
This place will be here for as long as there's money to keep it here, which, you know, I think will be for a long, long time. But in cinema needs change, so do music. But in the end, however we listen to it, we still listen to music. However we watch film, we're still watching film. You know, we'll move with the times, and this place, I'm sure, will move with the times. But the community part of it will always remain.
Everybody here feels privileged to be part of the life of Wyarm.
We were terribly afraid one time that they would sell out to some prospector who turned into flats. It's been going since the early 20s, and we're determined not to let it close. And we'll keep it going, come wind or high water.
Next time on the Secret Dorset podcast, we meet Alistair Chisholm, town crier of Dorchester, and Thomas Hardy aficionado. Whilst most of us know Hardy as a novelist, we'll be talking to Alistair about Hardy's work as a poet and learning more about his life and his love of the Dorset landscape. You can download all the editions of the Secret Dorset podcast from the Bournemouth Internet Radio Station website. That's www.birst.co.uk. That's birst.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Secret Dorset podcast. And remember, keep it secret.